This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, the COVID virus. The hoax that it is, right? Well, no, the virus is real. We all understand that. It's real. It's a real virus. And it can be deadly. But, you know, the common flu is dozens of times more deadly than this hoax that's being perpetrated by the globalists. And, of course, we heard from Patrick Wood yesterday talking about Technocracy Rising, which is the name of his book. And he put it very succinctly, this is a globalist cabal to stop Donald Trump and to destroy the United States of America. That's exactly what this is. They're all in. They've got to put, you know, you have to know when to close it out or hold them, whatever you want to say. But you know what? They're gambling right now, and they put it all out on the table, even to the point where they've got the queen of the hoaxsters, Nancy Pelosi, who got her marching orders last Saturday and Sunday. She flew into San Francisco and got her George Soros marching orders, which is to spread the wealth throughout the rest of the country of ballot harvesting. It's now time for the harvest, nationally speaking. Just harvest those old ballots. Of course, you know, how many hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, millions even, ballots are being printed right now around the nation? I want you to think about this. And they're all going to be mailed in. No loss of custody there now, is there? In other words, you take your ballot and you just pop it into that mailbox, and that becomes the way you vote now. No voting in person. Right. None of that. What could possibly go wrong with that scenario? Well, all you need to do is look at Orange County 2018. All the candidates that were conservative, they were all leading on the night that the election ended. But, you know, Steyerwalt from Fox News, who, you know, it's obviously one of the cronies involved with the globalists, called it 90 minutes before the ballot, the polls even closed in California. 90 minutes. Oh, the Democrats win. What a hoaxer. And of course, what happened was, guess what? When the polls closed, all those Republicans in California, they were leading in all their different districts, and shockingly, ballots were harvested. Because this was the first year, quote, ballot harvesting, a.k.a. ballot stuffing, which it's known in the rest of the nation, pulled all those candidates ahead, and lo and behold, they win. And so California, Orange County in particular, bastion of conservatism, flips to the blue. Well, what happened was we all got flipped off. Ballot harvesting strikes again. Now they want it to go nationally. And, of course, as their final Hail Mary, because guess what? We're on to the whole coronavirus hoax. They have to switch to it. They have to pivot to another narrative. Pivoting, of course, that's a Washington. We have to pivot from this to that now. What is this to that? Well, we got off the train, didn't we? We got off the train for impeachment. We tried to take down the government that way and destroy bicameralism, which is the essence of this legislature and of all United States legislature. Because remember, there's three structures to our government, co-equal branches of government. Co-equal is the key word there. You have judiciary, you have executive, and you have the legislature. In the legislature, we have a very unique system called bicameralism, a Senate and a House of Representatives. It's the essence of what we do legislatively with the people is bicameralism, set up by the Founding Fathers, Connecticut Compromise. Go check it out. First of its kind ever in human history. And it's worked all these years, but no, they want to destroy that. You see, you destroy bicameralism, and then you're off to the dictatorship, like we have here in California. We don't have bicameralism in California any longer. No, we have a monoparty system. So doesn't it make a lot of sense that the poopster herself, with her 9-inch nailed heels, so she can walk above it all, come strutting in and said, oh, we have a brand new idea. We're going to put it in this bill. We've set the stage now. We've created the crisis in the hoax, and we have got the economy in the tank. We're large and in charge, we globalists, we technocrats. We are large and in charge, and what we're doing is we're going to dictate the terms of what's going to go in that bill. We're going to put our own language in our own house bill. And, of course, now we've got the big hype, 100 to nothing. Everybody voted for the $2 trillion bailout. You bet. Why? Of course they did. And even the sick ones, they voted electronic. Oh, my God. It was such a hoax, wasn't it? You couldn't meet all these people together. This is against the rules. You got to be 6 feet apart. You got to be isolated. The isolation thing is a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax, and you guys all know it. They're trying to take away your rights. Your constitutional rights. And they're kind of limiting that now, aren't they? And they say that it's a coronavirus hoax that's doing it all. We've shut down the world economy. We're on the brink of destruction because the globalists want it that way, right? And the coup de grace will be that when Nancy Pelosi gets right in there, right now, at this point in time, tomorrow they're going to be voting on the House bill, and she's injecting herself, and it's got to be ballot harvesting. You know, ballot harvesting, what they're going to do, and you can bet that's happening right now with these progressives, they're going to every cemetery in the land, copying down names, getting all these names and starting to print off ballots right now in your states, getting ready for ballot harvesting. And you can bet by the time these ballots are ready to go, there's going to be an election in November, and they're going to throw in all these, if it passes, they're going to throw in all these different ballots, and, you know, they're going to look at this race and look at this race, and you're going to say, hey, we need more ballots over here. Let's print some more off and take the ballots to that polling place right now. And that way they'll get thrown in the hoop. Yeah, because nobody knows, right? Hey, nobody knows where these ballots go. They don't know that it comes from a cemetery. It's just a name, after all. That's how it works, guys. They tried that on DeSantis with Gillum. They botched it. Thank God they didn't get thank God they got DeSantis in Florida now, right? Could have been Gilliam with his little boy toy, right? Yeah, Gilliam. Imagine that. But this is the point. It's a hoax. It is a hoax perpetrated on all of humanity. And they can do it. The oligarchs with all these multi-trillions of dollars available to them, buying off various and sundry leaders. It's also the culmination of the technocratic rise of Agenda 21. And who brought this in? Who fostered it? Whose egg is this to hatch? Nancy Pelosi. Remember, it was in 1992, October, she brought in all the concepts incorporated into American law through House Concurrent Resolution 353 in October for Agenda 21 to become hard law in the United States of America, spirited by the Presidential Council on Sustainability. And who became the president the very next month? William Jefferson Clinton. What a shock, right? And look what the sustainability movement has done since 1993. It's wrecked this nation. It certainly wrecked California. Why? Because of all the false hoaxes that have been perpetrated over the years on the citizens that of the United States living in California. And now they want to spread it to the rest of the nation in ballot harvesting. Not going to work this time. We'll be back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to go stop the hoax. That's going to be our motto from now on. Stop the hoax. The coronavirus, the COVID-19 coronavirus hoax. Stop it. Let's put an end to all this crap and all these lying local. See, the local power has risen, wanting to take away your constitutional rights. Come on. Hey, listen, guys, wake up. Hello, hello. These are your God-given rights, and you want to give them up freely? Hey, it's time to give them the middle finger, folks. It's time to give them that. You're not going to take away our rights. And that's exactly what we can do it because we got a virus and we got a hoax and we got money. That's what really what it is. No, we have to say no to the hoax. Say no to the hoax. That's what we're saying here. Say no to the hoax. That's what we're coming up with that. I'm being creative now. I'm going to put this out. This is now, say no to the hoax. No hoax. Just putting that out on Twitter right now. If you want to call in, I'm going to open up the phone lines here and just at the next, the C block, we're coming up to this. We're in the A block right now. We'll get through some information here and coverage, and we'll open up the phone lines. 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255 is a call-in line, 215-867-8255. And, of course, if you want to listen live, those of you that want to listen live on your cell phone, it's 605. This is the number for that. I know we're picking up a lot of activity on cell phones. 605-313-0599. 605-313-0599. That is the best place to get the no hoax message right now. I know everybody else is doing it, too. I didn't get a chance to listen into Scott Adams this morning, but I'm sure he's doubling. He and Leonora are doubling down on the hoax too. Everybody is, because it's a hoax. It's a hoax. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see who else believes in the hoax. And I guess, you know, it's kind of interesting. This whole thing about the hoax, and it, I had this is interesting. This is what happened the other day, and this is a three-minute clip. This is how they rolled out. This is how the new communists in California rolled out the hoax. This is stuff that's just got to just make your blood curl, right? Really, it is. So this is the Yuba Sutter Health Officer, Dr. Fong Liu, announces a bi-county directive to remain in their homes. You guys remain in your homes. Get out of your houses now. Come on. It's all a hoax. So this is a Yuba Sutter Health Officer, Dr. Fong Liu, announcing a bi-county directive. A directive, get out there and get out. You stay in the house now, you sinful Americans. And this is how you identify various communist county supervisors in particular that are playing along with this. Because, you know, they get money from the regional boards. Soviet-style governance. Shocking. Soviet-style governance happening right before your very eyes. Right. So they came out with their own little video last week. March 18th, so that was last week. They came out with that to tell us the directive has to be in place. So here you go, all you preppers out there. Here we go. Get ready for this. Make sure you get your toilet paper ready. This is when the toilet paper thing was going on, right? Here we go.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Dan Flores, the Vice Chair of the Sutter County Board of Supervisors. Thank you for joining us here at the Yuba County Government Center under these very unique circumstances. I'm happy to be joined tonight by my colleagues from both the Yuba and Sutter County jurisdictions, and I'd like to introduce first Doug Lofton, the Chairman of the Yuba County Board of Supervisors. Ricky Samoyed, the Mayor of Marysville.
He's another good communist.
Rick West, the Mayor of Wheatland.
New one.
Sean Harris, the
new
mayor
commie.
Of Yuba City.
There's Hans, John, communist himself.
And Bob Wotan, the mayor of Live Oak.
Another communist.
Both counties have been working diligently together as a joint incident command to address the coronavirus, better known as COVID-19.
Oh.
Okay, and at this time, I'd like to introduce our Yuba Sutter Health Officer, Dr. Fong Liu.
Good evening, Yuba and Sutter community. This evening, I have decided to issue a directive in relation to restricting activities in response to COVID-19 outbreak. As you all know, the situation has gotten a lot more serious in our country, in our state, and specifically in our Northern California.
A pack of lies by the communist woman herself. This is a pack of lies. A pack of lies. Not just little lies. A pack of lies by the communist, the good communist herself. This is the face of communism, ladies and gentlemen, when she's issuing you a directive based upon bad data. Lies. Every bit of it is a lie to control you, to take away and diminish your constitutional rights. God-given rights, by the way. You're going to stay in your house today, now, because we have this alarm system based upon what? A hoax.
Region. In a matter of a few days, Sacramento County has tripled its number of cases.
At the time when this is happening, there's no viruses being reported. Nobody who's had the virus. And I'll explain why that may be the case, actually. It's very few now. This is, the 26th, so we've got several more days since this. But even if the numbers that they're showing nationally in the world, today, these numbers are weak numbers to call out and to demand, in many places, the loss of people's constitutional rights. It's a hoax.
This gives me grave concerns about the situation as it pertains to the Yuba-Sutter Bi-County region.
The Bi-County region, that's the key term. This is regionalism, folks. Soviet-style governance. None of these people are elected officials to the, quote, Bi-County region. The Bi-County region is a nonprofit organization, as far as we understand. I know they've got, their agreements that we're going to do this and we're going to do that and all that stuff, but the bottom line to it is none of these people were elected to this organization, and they're foisting a rules and regulations that really diminish, if not destroy, your constitutional rights. That's the way it works. That's the way it worked in the Soviet Union. Works just fine. They do it in China. Works just fine. You don't get a say to this. They just take away your rights. No one's protecting their rights. Every one of these people that stand behind her are elected to their various jurisdictions, to either their county or to their city. None of these people are voted in to represent on this board. I didn't get to vote for these folks. If I want to have my opinion projected by them, I've got to vote for them. I didn't vote for them to be on this board. I didn't vote for this decision. I had no input. But you see, in a communist country, that's the way it works. And by the way, have you checked out what's going on in California's legislature? It's a monoparty system. It's a unicameral system. It's no longer bicameralism. No, they destroyed that long ago. If you want to destroy a free market capital state or country, you destroy its governmental systems that keep it all in place. And one of the most important and essential parts of that is bicameralism. And they've actively done that in California. We have a dictatorship. We have a democracy, which is exactly what the founding fathers did not want, a democracy. It's mob rule, isn't it? And what about the governor? Monoparty system, folks. We don't have a two-party system. We don't have Republicans and we don't have Democrats. We don't have Republicans and we don't have Democrats. We have dictators, communists. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're looking at the John Hopkins map again. You can see it on Agenda 21 Radio. This nice little map. And now they're saying total deaths in the world, 22,030. Total confirmed cases, 487,000. And total recovered, as best as they can, 117,000. By the way, no latest reports of coronavirus in Wuhan, China. They've gotten over the thing. As of March 12th, since October 1st, and by the way, this October 1st of 2019, CDC reports that in the United States of America, 22,000 deaths associated with the flu. The flu. This number is still weak worldwide. It's at par now. I mean, you've got cases all over the world. And it's only at 22,000 deaths in the United States. What are they showing in the United States? Let's see. What are they showing in the United States? We've got varying reports all over the place. You've got, Taney, Missouri. Confirmed 1. Deaths 0. Active 1. Oh, I know. Let's go to India, right? We're hearing stories about India. This is India. 1.35 billion people. This is what they're reporting. Confirmed cases, 694. Oh, that number has risen markedly. Deaths, 14. Recovered, 45. Active, 635. That's what they say. 1.35 billion. And they border what country? Oh, China. Right. Something wrong with the reportage there, right? What about Mexico? Let's go to Mexico, south of the border. And how many confirmed there? 474. How many deaths? 6. Recovered, 4. Shocking. That's in Mexico. Something wrong with some of these figures, right? But it's been like this ever since the outbreak started, and not every country is reporting. Let's see Mother Russia. Mother Ruski, Russia. Oh, man. Huge Mother Russia, right? Confirmed, 840. That's a big number. Deaths, shockingly big, 3 out of the whole country. Recovered, 38. Active, 799. So they're reporting something. They're shockingly, 3 deaths are associated with the COVID virus. But no, you go to Europe, and there's a big hype about it. And, of course, there's no European Union there, which is a socialist communist organization. And then, of course, in China, you got it all over the place. Yeah, they've got the highest number so far. Oh, I'm sorry, Italy now is bigger than them. Well, I guess, no, they've got different cities. Italy is showing 7,503 deaths associated with the COVID virus. Shocking. In Spain, 4,000. That number has really spiked. Worldwide, 22,000 guys. In America, 22,000 have already died from influenza as of March 12th. Right. Let's keep those numbers in mind. Oh, it's still spiking, Paul. It's still spiking. It's going to have to spike for months and months and months to catch up with that number to become a number in the United States that's equal to the other. It's not real, guys. No, listen, COVID viruses are real. They're absolutely real, and they can be deadly to the right population. Now, are we setting it up for the big bust now? Are they being found out? And it seems like they are. More and more people are questioning these numbers, just like I'm doing right now with you. And at what cost is it that we're being sequestered? Listen, I tell this story. I tell this story now. It's becoming part of what we do, or what I do. I tell people, you know, every time I've had the flu over my years, my vast experiences, my years, somehow I never lost my constitutional rights. And I've been through many flu epidemics. And, of course, everybody's sitting there, what about these flu epidemics? They, you know, then what about these various strains of diseases that all of a sudden show up and decimate populations or that interfere with various things in the United States, become crises, HIV, big crises. I mean, we had to stop everything in education. We had to go into medical school. So those of us that were teaching anatomy, physiology, back to medical schools and be taught by professors about, guess what? This is what it's all about. They made that a law in California. Oh, we're going to be proactive because it's not a gay disease after all, right? So everybody's saying it's a gay disease. Well, because gay people were getting it, was appearing in the population there first. So people labeled it that. Everybody says, well, that's what Donald Trump's doing with China virus. Well, it started in China. It started in China. And everybody knew it was going to spread other places. The Hong Kong flu started in Hong Kong. Is there something racially motivated about that? In the early days when they called HIV a gay disease, actually it was called AIDS. They didn't even know about HIV at the onset of this. They didn't know what it was. At least that's what they were telling people. A lot of people now have made the argument, the conspiracy world, that HIV was part of a conspiracy theory. Well, you know, there's a lot of evidence, I'm sorry, that points to a lot of things that were being tinkered with through programs such as Operation Paperclip. Shocking. In which diseases were being planted and spread throughout Africa. I've even interviewed people, myself personally, that were involved with those activities. That the CIA was doing things deliberately, even in Los Angeles. And, of course, actually Maxine Waters kind of came to rise because of well, various drugs and epidemics of drugs use down there, especially crystal meth and methamphetamines. In South Central Los Angeles, the people were pissed about that because it was being brought in, and they, at the time, they were actually pointing the fingers at the CIA. And since then, we've known that's been the case. Deliberate plants, deliberate things that were being done by our government to our own population, and now we know about chemtrails. Oh, that's just a hoax. A weather modification, just a hoax, right? Like those beautiful big C-17s up there spraying everybody. And what's in it? Aluminum oxide. We know that. We know that. We have the patents. We can see it with our own eyes. And we talk to people. Actually, pilots even admit to it. Shocking. But, you know, everybody says that's just a hoax. It's not a hoax. It's real. And the globalists are using it against us. And that's exactly what they're doing here with the coronavirus. Even though the coronavirus is real, we understand that. But it's being hoaxed against us as a tool. As a tool, and of course the data all points to this, right? It's the data. The data, and a president doesn't listen to the data. No, he rightfully does look at the data. He listens to those around him who have the data. And he's making a sound decision. Says he doesn't feel comfortable with this. You can tell. He's reacting to it. And by the way, good reaction on his part, which nobody thought he was going to do. He did the common sense thing, shut down the borders. Shocking, those borders being controlled by the president. He said no more airplanes coming in from China, to the United States. And then finally to Europe, shut it all down. And everybody said, oh, he's a racist, he's this, that, and the other. No, he's looking out for Americans. That was one of the biggest things he did to stop this thing, and it's worked. The next thing is to get the economy going. 3.2 million people filed for unemployment this week.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Media slipped. I really hope they don't delete this from Hulu or wherever else people DVR Fox. Something was said that has given away the whole game, and it's right out of Washington, D.C. It's this girl named Harris Faulkner. For those of you who don't know who she is, she runs the noon to 1 o'clock segment called Outnumbered, where she sits down with three other ladies and usually one guy on a couch, not recently because of the distancing. But then from 1 to 2 o'clock, she has something called Outnumbered Overtime, and she goes over certain aspects of things they spoke of. She asked a question, and she said something that when we look back at this in the rearview mirror, we're going to say this was the moment the crack happened. This is when they blew it. Now, here it is. She is, let me set this up, she's interviewing a guy named Chad Pergram, and he reports on things that go on in the House and the Senate. And he's talking about this $2 trillion Corona whatever aid package thing and how they've fast-tracking it through the Senate, how it may run into a problem in the House now, and how they're going to try to figure out a way to vote on this. I'm going to let this guy speak, and I'm going to let you hear her in her own words. 1 second while I adjust the volume.
House of Representatives, they continue to discuss not having a formal roll call vote. That's where they bring all 430 members, the current population of the House, together, and they vote electronically. There's a lot of concern about health and hygiene. They've discussed about having a voice vote. This is where a small contingent of members comes in to the House chamber, those opposed, those for, and they holler aye, they holler nay, and the loudest side wins. They think that they might be able to do that and, again, keep as many members out of the House of Representatives for health reasons, Harris.
So, Chad, just to cut in just a little bit before I have to let you go, two things here. So they're still planning to vote in person, which the rest of the nation must look at this and say, why haven't we figured out how to let them vote digitally or remotely or something? I mean, it is a pertinent question. You've got a huge chunk of the nation in lockdown or some kind of restriction. It seems odd. I'm just going to put that out there. The other thing is, I thought this was an emergency. Don't they have...
Oops. I thought this was an emergency. Now, I'm sorry about the little hiccups in the streaming. There's some issue with the internet today. But I'll back this up 10 seconds and play it again.
A huge chunk of the nation in lockdown or some kind of restriction. It seems odd. I'm just going to put that out there. The other thing is, I thought this was an emergency. Don't they have like, and look, maybe I'm naive asking this, but it's frustrating to watch the process. Having talked with the president yesterday, he's ready to get moving on this.
It seems odd. I thought this was an emergency. It seems odd. I thought this was an emergency. And any normal, rational American who looks at the behavior of the House and the Senate right now would not think this is an emergency at all. It's business as usual. It's haggling. It's horse trading. It's backdoor deals. These people aren't afraid of some worldwide pandemic killing millions of people and throwing us back 100 years and no recovery and everybody always sick. They're not afraid of that. They know the truth. And the truth is this. There have been and are going to probably continue to be some small, regional, sporadic outbreaks. Italy. China was where it started. New York. We might see one other big city. Maybe. Maybe two. But it's not going to be something where it just blankets the entire continental United States with the same infection rates and the same amounts of deaths. It's not going to hit Arkansas like it hit New York City. Once again, just like 9/11, somehow New York and DC's problems become all of our problems. And I really want to say I am sorry from the bottom of my heart to Mr. DeSantis for judging him too harshly too soon. If somebody's out there within the sound of my voice, let him know if he's not listening. My apologies. The Florida Maquis apologizes. Well done, Mr. DeSantis, standing strong for the liberty of Americans through this hoax. Worldwide pandemic hoax. Regional sporadic outbreak? Okay, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. I'll accept that. Yeah, there's probably going to be some hiccups here and there. But as of 25 March, we have 809 people dead in the country. 809. 55,000 cases, the vast majority of which are going to recover or already have recovered.
Well, this is the key to this. You know, 800 known cases of people that have died so far. Okay, in the United States. And during the same time frame, what do we have in terms of influenza in this country? Influenza, 22,000, actually up until March 12th. From October 1st to March 12th, 22,000 Americans have died from the flu. In the same time frame, 800 Americans have died. According to the Johns Hopkins, this was yesterday's data. It's a little higher now. This dog's not hunting. Pandemics mean this. 900 a day drop dead. That's not happening anywhere. It's not. In sporadic regional outbreaks, that's happening. Kind of typical of flu, though. Kind of typical of viruses. Kind of typical of these things. It's not unusual.
Criminal. And it's real simple. If you want to see which direction we need to go, how do we fix this? There's absolutely nothing complicated about it at all. If it has an R by its name or a D by its name, don't vote for it. That's just that simple. If it has a parentheses R or a parentheses D by its name, do not vote for it. That simple. Going forward, hard and fast rule. That's the only choices you have. Don't vote. Abstain. They have now proven they will do and or say anything to keep their crown. A good friend of mine, a girl named Bellamy Baylor, sometimes back, some of you might remember this. She recorded, in fact, I think I'm going to share it in a post again, a Mary Gauthier song called Mercy Now. And in that song, there's a line that says, people in power, they'll do anything to keep their crown. And that's exactly what's going on here. This hoax was created by the left-wing media in order to destroy the economy to win an election. It got out of hand, and now they're trying to do a controlled walk down of it. And yes, the rest of the world fell in line because that's what they do behind D.C. and New York. These criminals have just been busted by their own media who couldn't take it anymore. And I bet somebody's going to read her the riot act about this. I'm going to play it again.
Got a huge chunk of the nation in lockdown or some kind of restriction. It seems odd. I'm just going to put that out there. The other thing is, I thought this was an emergency. Don't they have like, and look, maybe I'm naive asking this, but it's frustrating to watch the process. Having talked with the president yesterday, he's ready to get moving on this. Everybody's perched, but we're still kind of going back and forth. How is this debate going to look? Can they speed that up?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I said. They'll really hit the accelerator once they get that agreement. And the debate will probably only be a few minutes.
So you heard it right from one of the inner sanctum of Fox. You see, Harris Faulkner, she's not one of these part-time contributor, bubblehead, bikini model types. She's old school. She's been there a long time. She's got 2 hours right in the middle of the day to herself. And if she's asking this question, I thought this was an emergency. Maybe I'm naive. It seems odd. When the mainstream media is saying that, what should we be saying? What should we be doing in our local communities? You know, there was a story about that preacher in Louisiana. The Louisiana National Guard actually stood up and said, "We have absolutely no instruction whatsoever to intervene in any gatherings for any reason." And I'm not going to reveal what I know about certain National Guard units. I very, very, very much doubt that the commander of the National Guard, other than the governor in Louisiana, would ever even consider it. I don't think he'd follow the order. I know the Florida National Guard would not. Under any circumstances, go to a church and order people to disperse. They would disobey the order. And DeSantis would never give the order. He'd never do it. Because these aren't stupid people. Governor DeSantis lives in a place called Ponte Vedra, Florida. And it's just south of Jacksonville. Jacksonville is the largest geographic city in the entire country. Geographically, not by population. Geographically, it's the largest city in the entire country. Florida is home to some of the largest population centers. Orlando, Tampa, Miami, Jacksonville. We have a huge elderly population. If there should have been ground zero for this in this country, Florida should have been. It's tailor-made. Absolutely tailor-made for this. And it's nothing down here. It's absolutely nothing. And
so you have a population that's ripe for this, and it's not happening. But in Los Angeles, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk about Los Angeles and how they're setting up the murder of tens of thousands of homeless people with the coronavirus. And, of course, they're freeing inmates everywhere. Los Angeles is emptying their jails right now as we speak, and so is Sacramento, California. Well, and, you know, all the gun stores are closed, of course. But, you know, if a prisoner or a former prisoner wants to get a gun, all they need to do is break into the gun store, right, and take control of it. That's what they did in the L.A. riots. Just food for thought. Anyways, got a lot of things going on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And listen, we're coming out, New California State. This is the state of the future, and it's going to lead the nation. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston, with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.